AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S.-Israel war against Iran has not been a fair fight.
The combination of the world's two most powerful air forces is unprecedented and unbeatable. Between our air force and that of the Israelis, over 15,000 enemy targets have been struck. That's well over 1,000 a day. No other combination of countries in the world can do that.
The AP's John Gambrell reports on more strikes.
We saw dramatic footage today out of Iran's capital as an airstrike hit near where thousands were commemorating an annual celebration marking Quds or Jerusalem Day in Tehran. Now, this airstrike came after the Israelis only a short time earlier had warned that they were going to target an area near Tehran University. That's where this Quds Day celebration was taking place.
President Trump told Fox News he will feel it in his bones when it's time to end the war. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz is calling for what he says is a convincing plan on how the war will come to an end. A key inflation gauge has increased.
The Commerce Department says prices increased nearly 3% in January compared to a year earlier, the latest sign that prices were elevated even before the Iran war started. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, which the Federal Reserve pays close attention to, core prices increased just over 3%, the highest in nearly 2 years. Since the start of the Iran war, oil prices have soared more than 40%. And AAA says gas prices have jumped to $3.60 a gallon from just under $3 a month earlier. Economists think those figures will likely cause inflation to spike in March and possibly April. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The economy stumbled to close out the year. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. The AP's Charles Deledesma reports Ukraine is not happy with the U.S.
At a news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the U.S. 30-day waiver on Russian oil sanctions amid the Iran war is not the right decision and won't help bring a stop to Russia's more than four-year-old invasion of Ukraine. Zelensky adds this easing along by the U.S. could provide Russia with about $10 billion for the war. This certainly does not help peace. I believe that lifting sanctions will, in any case, lead to a strengthening of Russia's position. The Treasury Department announced on Thursday a 30-day waiver on Russian oil sanctions. The step aims to free up Russian cargoes stranded at sea and ease supply shortages caused by the Iran war. Analysts say that spiraling oil prices due to Persian Gulf production blockages are benefiting the Russian economy. I'm Charles Deledesma.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.